I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We're following up on that Facebook party now. You might have heard it's the one for that teenager in England who invited people through her Facebook page. Now, she meant to invite her closest friends only, but she got more than she bargained for. Rebecca, I guess you got a lot more than you bargained for, hey?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Well, tell us how this all happened. You have a birthday coming up. It's October 7th, and you decided, as many teenagers do, to post your party invitation on Facebook. How many people were you inviting?
I was supposed to be inviting 15 people.
15 of your best friends?
Yeah.
And what did you tell them?
I just basically told them that I was having a party and to come along.
And so what happened?
My mom said to me, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, I don't know. She goes, do you not want a party? And I just, like, said, yeah, why not? So I did, and about 10 minutes after, I went on Facebook. Because I wasn't thinking, I was, like, really excited. I posted it as an event, but, like, forgot it could, like, be private because I didn't even see the privacy button. So I clicked the button as post it as an event. I thought it would only go out to the people that I wanted it to. By the click of the button, sent it, and about between 10, 30 minutes after, there was already 2,000 people on it.
There were a few thousand people who were responding to your invitation, intended for 15. So how many people in total were responding to your invitation?
So far, there's 21,000, and apparently it's still rising.
How often do you check it?
I used to check it like every night, and I'd already had over 1,000 friend requests of people I didn't even know.
You had 1,000 friend requests from people you didn't know. Are you friending them?
No, I ignored them.
You ignored them. I can see why. So what happens now? What are you doing to avoid having 21,000 people come to your home on October 7th?
Well, my mom's posted on my Facebook page that it's not on. The police are going to be patrolling the area, and as far as I'm aware, they've told some people it's not on.
How about your mom, Tracy? Is she there, Rebecca?
Yeah, my mom's here.
Okay, look, I just want to, before you hand us off to your mom, just want to wish you an early happy birthday from us and a couple million listeners.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello there.
Tracy, it's Lisa. I'm so happy to hear that Rebecca actually can still kind of smile through everything that's been happening. Can you?
Well, if you don't, you have to crack up, don't you? You've got to keep a smile on your face. It's about keeping up, not being put down.
Well, she's feeling mighty bad, it sounds like, about pushing the wrong button there. And police, I guess, have now entered into the picture, taking the Facebook page and the invitation off. But it sounds like you're prepared for a big crowd on October 7th, regardless.
The actual party date itself was actually on the Saturday, the 9th.
Oh.
So somewhere along the lines, it's all been twisted and it's been posted for the 7th, 8th and 9th online. The police got other people that had put our address on pretending to be Rebecca or Rebecca's friends. They'd reposted the event with our address on and they got them to take our address offline. At the end of the day, now I've got 3 days to worry about instead of just the one.
That sounds horrific. What can you possibly do to prepare besides have the police around?
Well, I'm making the residents aware because I live in a block of flats and I'm on the ground floor. So I'm going to let people know, just to do a little poster in the hallway so everyone can see it, just so they can move their cars out of the way and to protect anything from being damaged if anything happens and kicks off outside.
Right.
They're not being let in, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're not going to be. So this is kind of what we would think of as an apartment building. And we should say it's in Harpenden, H-A-R-P-E-N-D-E-N, in Hertfordshire, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Harpenden is where you live. So the neighbors have been alerted. The police have been alerted. Are you going to, you know, still bake 3 birthday cakes or what can you do?
No, she's well and truly lost all privileges for a birthday party after posting my address online. She'd be lucky if she gets a birthday card off me this year. She's not having no present or anything else like that. She's just going to be here with her family. My sister's coming up. Her dad's coming over because we don't live together. He's bringing his brother and some friends just for extra backup in case anything kicks off and people try and get in the house. But also, obviously, the police will be patrolling the area, as I said.
Well, I don't know how you're going to manage to have a good time, but I sincerely hope that you do, and Rebecca as well. I understand the tough love approach, but I hope there's at least a candle for her to blow out.
You have to learn somehow.
Exactly. Tracy, very nice to speak with you, and we wish you really good luck.
Thanks very much.
Tracy and her daughter Rebecca live in the town of Harpenden. The answer to our GeoQuiz today, it's in Hertfordshire, England.